Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for joining. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love you. Wow, guys, it has been a heavy month for me. This past October, I have gone through some of the worst, not even some of the worst pains and emotions I've ever been through in my life. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. I've been through a lot of stuff in my lifetime. And this past month, hands down, has been the heaviest, hardest, most gut-wrenching time of my life. And I've wanted to come on here and share with you guys and just share my learnings and wisdom and the things that I am learning during this process and during this time in my life. But it has been so extremely hard to get myself to do this. It's been hard to get in front of the mic. It's been hard to talk about anything. But now I finally feel like I'm in a place where I can speak a little bit. So I want to just share my journey with you guys and hope that some of what I'm learning can help at least one of you out there along your journey through hard shit and through your journey in life and dealing with the stuff that comes your way and, you know, taking control of your mental health and taking control of your life and of your happiness and everything. So I hope this episode resonates with at least one of you. I love you all so much and thank you for tuning in. Let's get into the episode. Now, truthfully, to be honest and vulnerable with you guys, I have no plan for this episode. I don't even know what I want to talk about right now. I just wanted to open myself up as a channel and somewhat of a vocal journal for myself to just get whatever is on my mind out and hope that it helps someone. So know that this isn't like a structured, planned notes, anything. I don't even have a topic that I necessarily want to talk about or a specific learning. I just wanted to get on here and see what comes through. And hopefully I'm going to listen through this when I'm done. And if it ends up on the podcast, then there's something valuable in it. And if it doesn't, then hey, I'll just be listening to this myself as my own journal entry. But the first thing that's coming to mind that I want to talk about is the fact that you have to give yourself grace. When you are going through a hard time, you have to give yourself grace because it is very easy to be hard on yourself and wonder why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, why you're not able to pick yourself off the ground, why you're not able to be in a positive energy, why even though you have all of these tools and tactics for healing and becoming positive and all of these things, even though you have all of those, you still feel like you are just drowning in sadness. And it can be hard. It can be very hard, and you can beat yourself up wondering, why am I letting myself feel so low right now? Why am I letting my emotions take over my life right now? Why am I feeling like this? And why is nothing able to help me feel better? What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? And then you just get in your head, you get so hard on yourself, and you don't give yourself any grace. And I'm here to tell you to breathe and give yourself grace, because the process is hard. The journey is hard sometimes, and you need to give yourself grace for every single point in that journey and every single process that you go through, and understand that you are doing the best you can in every moment. Sometimes you're going to feel like all you can do is lay on the couch and cry, and you're going to want to do all the things for yourself. You're going to want to get outside and go for a walk. You're going to want to do all these things, or not even want, you're going to feel like you should do them. But really, your body is just screaming at you, I just need to lay here and cry. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you're not doing all of the quote unquote perfect things in your journey, your mental health journey, your healing journey, all of the things, okay? Take each moment step by step and do the best that you can in every single moment. And sometimes the best that you can do is going to be sitting on the couch and crying. And other times the best thing that you can do is going for a walk because you feel like, okay, I can go for a walk right now. And other times you're going to have days full of, I'm at the gym, I'm reading books, I'm working on myself heavy, I haven't cried today. And then everything might hit you and you might end up balled up crying. And that's okay. Take each moment as it comes. Tackle each moment as it comes. And just do the best that you can in every moment. Listen to your body. Give yourself grace and don't be hard on yourself. That is the worst thing you can do when you're going through anything, is being hard on yourself. That is the last thing that you need, okay? Because there's so much going on in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, that if you start beating yourself up mentally, it's just going to deteriorate you 10 times more and way faster, okay? So give yourself grace. Breathe. You are doing the best that you can in each moment, and that is really all that you can do, okay? Like me, for example, I have been on my spiritual journey for multiple years now, and I thought at this point I would never experience the type of pain I'm experiencing. I would never experience the level of depression that I'm feeling because I'm spiritual and I've gone through this whole growth journey, and I have so many different tools and knowledge and so much wisdom to be a light and to be positive and to be my highest self. And so I thought, because I've been through this journey and I am a higher, more evolved version of myself, it's impossible for me to, you know, sink down to this level of just absolute low vibration and pain and hurt and depression and grief and all of the things. I thought that I would never get down to this energy again, but sometimes life hits you. Sometimes unexpected things happen, and we have to get brought down to that level, get brought down to that rock bottom again, to then emerge and grow upwards again. It's like the universe plants me, I grow, I blossom into this beautiful flower, and then the universe says, all right, let me rip you up, let me replant you somewhere else, and you're gonna feel buried, right? Because I went from being this beautiful flower above the ground to all of a sudden in complete darkness, surrounded by heavy soil, right? I went from sunlight to darkness. I went from fresh air to being suffocated under the ground. But the universe has planted me so that I can grow again into a taller, more beautiful flower. All right, there is always a reason. There is always a purpose for it. But right now, it kind of sucks, right? But at least I have that awareness that, okay, I'm planted. I might feel in the dark right now. I might feel kind of helpless. I might feel suffocated. I might feel like nothing is working out for me, but I am just planted. And it is my job now to continue to water myself until I start to sprout and bloom into that beautiful, beautiful, taller, better flower than I was before. All right. Sometimes you have to get uprooted. Sometimes you have to get brought down to that level again. You have to get brought down to that rock bottom to bloom and evolve upwards again. And it is one of the hardest things to go through, especially when you are so used to being that flower above and, you know, living life in that way. And then all of a sudden, unexpectedly, you get planted again. But I'm telling you, you will rise, you will grow, and you will be even better, stronger, and more beautiful than you were before. And that is the whole purpose, okay? The universe is not doing this to you. The universe is not doing this to us to punish us. It is to make us better, to help us grow, to help us evolve. So know that you are not being buried. You are being planted. And with the right watering and the right work, you will rise, you will bloom. So again, give yourself grace in this process. Don't beat yourself up. Take every day step by step. Give yourself time. Be patient with yourself and your growth. And eventually it will all be worth it. You will bloom. Everything in your life will fall into place, and you will see that beauty again. Just have faith, have hope, look forward, and take every day step by step. Get out of your head and into the present moment. Get out of your head and into your heart. Be, truly be, because the more you are in that space of just absolute presence and being in the essence of your soul and nothing else, that is when you're going to truly feel peace for the moment that you are in right now. And that is going to help you get through these low points. That is going to help you get through this darkness, is that ultimate presence and acceptance for this present moment. All right. I think that's all I want to say today because I'm getting emotional. But I definitely want to make more of these episodes along my journey, because I think it's very important to not only share the light on this podcast, but to also share the darkness, because spirituality, guys, I'm sorry to break it to you, is not all love and light. It's not. And if you think it is, you're doing it wrong. It is about light and love, yes, but it's also about the darkness, the shadows, the hard work, the healing, the growth. All of the messy, dark stuff is a part of the journey too, because without the dark, you can't have the light. So if you're not being in the dark and dealing with the dark and processing the dark and emerging out of it, then there can be no light, right? So we live in a dualistic world where you have to experience the light to experience, or you have to experience the dark to experience the light, and you have to experience the bad to experience the good, right? So just take that as it is. Understand that that's how life is sometimes, and just give yourself that strength and that presence and that peace in those darker times, and have faith and hope that you will emerge into the light. And just continue to pour into yourself and love yourself. And when you emerge, it's going to be blissful. So that is all I have for you guys today. I love you so much. As always, if you love this episode, please go ahead and share it with friends, family, share it on your social medias. It is how we really tap in and reach more people and impact more people. So I would love if you'd share it. Also, if you feel called, go ahead and give us a review on Spotify or Apple, either one. And follow our Instagram as well at findyourpower.co. I did change the Instagram so that instead of it being just the podcast Instagram, it's going to be the overall Find Your Power brand Instagram. So there's going to be lots of goodies on there, not just podcast information. So make sure you're following at findyourpower.co on Instagram, and I hope to see you guys over there. But yeah, that is it. I am going to end this off like I normally do. Well, somewhat like I normally do. I usually say go out into the world and spread some love, light, and positivity. But if you are not really in a space where you can share that much love, light, and positivity, make it a mission to pour as much of that into yourself as you can. And if you do have the energy to spread it out into the world, of course, go ahead and do that, because you never know the impact that you can make. I love you all so much, and have the most beautiful day.